Ukraine. Ukraine Defence Secretary saying that they would welcome more aid from Ireland, including lethal weapons. This is Tony Connolly, who, of course, is out there at the moment reporting. What do we think about that? Are we doing enough to support Ukraine in defending itself from Vladimir Putin?
We're a militarily neutral country, which doesn't mean that we have to be politically neutral. And I think that we should be doing all that we can to assist and to help. But I mean, the supply of weapons is not something that we should be engaged in. I was quite worried to hear the debate that took place at the I didn't hear the debate to hear that they would be debating the triple lock at the Fine Gael Ardèche. And I don't know if that's a significant policy difference within government. So Fine Gael have made their position clear. I don't know where stands the other parties in government. I think it would be important to hear that.
Well, let's hear that from Paul McAuliffe now, because we heard this at the Fine Gael Ardèche last weekend. Simon Coveney, our Minister for Foreign Affairs, saying that we should revisit the triple lock because it gives this veto to the UN Security Council. And I saw during the week as well, Neil Richmond basically taking issue with Paul Murphy defending the triple lock and saying that he was championing China and Russia's veto over our defence policy. Where's Fianna Fáil on
this?
It's
the second time you've asked me to comment on the Fine Gael policy. I must make a recommendation for
I'm asking you what the Fianna Fáil position is. Louise was saying it would be interesting to know where anybody else is.
Always difficult on late debate when you're the one government representative and there's multiple opposition parties. But anyway, look, my view is, Ukraine is looking for help everywhere and anywhere, and they have every right to ask for whatever they need to ask for. I don't expect them to understand the nuances of Irish foreign policy. But I do think Louise is right. I do think we are military non-aligned. In my view, the triple lock from Fine Gael's perspective was interesting. My view is that was a commitment given as part of increasing European Union referendums.
It was supposed to get us over the line for the second Lisbon Treaty.
And so to alter it unilaterally, I think, would be... Are they suggesting
a referendum, actually, is what we're talking about?
I think the Taoiseach has suggested a Citizens' Assembly, actually, that we would discuss the broader issue, and I would agree with that. There was one benefit, or one merit to their case on the triple lock, and in that, because Russia is effectively acting as a rogue state, they do have a veto over our military policy by virtue of the fact that we need a UN mandate and they're a permanent member. So in the bizarre scenario that if Russia invaded the north of Ireland, we couldn't send troops to the north of Ireland. And it's not a likely scenario, but it is farcical that Russia, acting the way that they are, has such a veto over Irish foreign policy. So I think it's worth discussing, but I would be very careful about removing that triple lock because I think it was a commitment given to the Irish people as part of a broader debate.
Were you planning to go to Moscow lately?
I wasn't, no.
You are on that list, aren't you?
I am, yeah. We had a bit of laugh at home about it, actually. But I suppose part of it is, I think in many ways they backfilled the list. I doubt I'm important enough for the Russian embassy to know too much about it. I was at the protest and I signed a letter, but I think that's about all. I think they said they had a list and then they had to fill it.
Cian, the triple lock, where is the Social Democrats on that?
Yeah, no, I think the commitments were given on that. I think in terms of our neutrality and not being involved in military conflicts, I mean, we need to take a long-term view in that because that's not just about Ukraine, that's about what happens in terms of future conflicts. I mean, there's huge opposition in Ireland, for example, to the war on Iraq. And if we didn't have our neutrality, then we would have come under huge pressure as a country to get involved in that militarily. I mean, we were already put under huge pressure in terms of Shannon Airport and the military use there, which I wouldn't have agreed with. But, you know, there's a long-term risk or danger if any of this gets eroded that we then at a future point get dragged into a conflict that we don't want to be involved in and that we pay a heavy price for that. And one of the good things I think actually that we can say as a country is we haven't sent our young people off to die in wars, futile wars that we wouldn't want to have been involved in. So, you know, we need to be very, I think, careful about protecting our neutrality, and that's actually protecting our young people from being sent off to horrible conflicts.
Okay, unless you have something urgent to say about this, I need to take one last significant break. I'll go to the break.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.